B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session, and joining us this morning is Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you. Hey, congrats on your future. I guess you have a wedding coming up, your future nuptials, but that's also one of the reasons you're calling, right?
Exactly. I have a little bump in the road, and I need your advice on it.
Okay.
I need some help.
Welcome to Morning Court. Let's go. What's going on?
Okay. So I was at my future mother-in-law's. We're over there at the in-laws, and I was making dinner, and I realized that I didn't have basil. So, you know, I just asked my soon-to-be father-in-law, hey, you know, he's in the kitchen with me. Can you run to the grocery store and grab me some basil? And, you know, because he was on his way out to go to the liquor store to pick up some stuff for dinner. So I was like, hey, can you just, like, run in real quick and just grab me some basil? And he tells me, no, I don't do grocery stores.
Okay.
And that was it.
That's it? I don't do grocery stores?
Just a hard stop, and I don't do grocery stores. And I was like, uh-huh. You know, like, what was that? And he said, listen, I haven't been to the grocery store in 20 years. Mm. It would take me less time to grow you guys some basil before I could find it at the food store.
Oh, at the food store.
Okay.
Why is it people who don't go to the grocery store call it a food store? Okay.
Food is.
All right. So who is going to the food store?
So he said his my soon-to-be mother-in-law, Helen, does that.
Oh.
She says, yeah, she does that. He doesn't. And then my mother-in-law chimes in and she goes, yeah, he doesn't do grocery stores, so I'll go.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my fiance goes, yeah, mom will go.
Oh, wow.
If the apple didn't fall far from the food store, did it?
No.
Wow.
And it clicked
so
in my head.
So the guy you're marrying is like your dad.
Yes. I was like, I'm going to marry this man who's following in his dad's footsteps of, like, not helping out. Like, you know, I'm used to, like, my family just, like, in a pinch, like, somebody will just go, I'll get out of the house. I'll go grab it for you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Not really, like, a gender thing. So I'm just a little confused. But, I mean, to be fair, he's a great guy. He does a ton of stuff around the house. He basically does everything else. And it's just Helen, my soon-to-be, you know, future mother-in-law that does the grocery shopping. So I don't know, you know, is this like a hereditary thing? You know, is my fiance going to be like the same, you know? And even sister was like, listen, the men don't go to the store in this family.
Well, what are the...
Wow.
So what's your fiance say?
You know, it's always been the way they've run it in the household. Yeah, he thinks it's mom's job. Like, he says, you know, we wouldn't ask mom to go mow the lawn.
Okay.
Well, it works for mom. I don't know, but it doesn't work for Kara.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he just learning this because I'm assuming every time you've gone to the store, he's with you, right? Or he never goes alone.
Yeah, I don't. It just dawned on me. I'm like, I don't think he ever goes to the store by himself.
The food store. Yeah.
The food store.
Or like now that he has you, he's like, I don't have to go anymore.
Wow.
Bonus.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kara, no, it's you're asking, you know, is there a red flag to be seen here, which is, you know, why you called. And so stay tuned. The next 45 minutes or so, we're going to take calls from our listeners, as you know, as we do on Morning Court.
Yep.
And they'll tell you whether it's just a quirk or...
A quirk or a jerk?
I'm hoping it's just a quirk.
Stay tuned, Kara. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
888-410-1057. Do you see red flags? Or is he just saying, listen, I do all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do food stores. Is that a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kara. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, keep listening, Kara. So you have to kind of look in the crystal ball here a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
And see the future for Kara.
Yeah.
Is there concerns about if the guy refuses to go to a grocery store because dad never went, and why should he? He's doing the... It's almost like I do the men stuff, you do the woman stuff.
You can break this cycle. You can,
okay,
Kara. You can do it. My grandmother used to iron my grandfather's boxer shorts.
That's great. That is awesome.
That's also over.
Yeah. What a grandma. So look into your crystal ball for Kara and see if there are red flags, flying monkeys, you know, whatever you don't want to see in that crystal ball for Kara. What do you see? Because that's really your question. Is this going to be something down the road that I might have regrets about? Okay. She's listening. You're calling, I hope. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more at 747. It's Bob, LBF, Brian, Morning Court today. We talked to Kara, who's got a bit of a unique problem, I guess. She's a modern girl in the modern world.
Oh, yeah, good song.
But her future husband doesn't go to grocery stores because dad didn't, and he thinks it's not. Mom didn't do it, so why should I do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of bothersome for Kara.
It's a vicious cycle.
She wants to break the cycle. Mary, look in the crystal ball. What do you see for Kara? What do you think she ought to do?
I think she should let them know that in biblical times, it was man's job to hunt and gather. Therefore, grocery shopping is their job.
It is hunting and gathering,
right?
Isn't it?
Yes.
That's one way to look at it.
I don't know. It's cleaner now than in the past. At least they don't have to gut anything. They just have to go to the chicken aisle.
That's right, the chicken aisle.
I know. You're going to cut somebody to get some chunky guacamole at Wegmans, though. That stuff's hard to find.
Right, that's not a hunting and gathering.
Right.
Mary. Waiting for a deer to cross.
Right.
You know what? That's actually kind of funny. Just say to Kara, should say to her fiance, oh, no, you're not shopping, you're hunting and gathering.
Yes.
How about that?
That's the way to put it.
And there are these little carts you can hunt and gather with. Gather all your stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. Good call.
Ammo's very expensive, so he's saving money.
That's right.
Okay. You can't even get it anymore. Thank you, Mary. All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Joe,
what do you say to Kara?
I say to Kara, I was a mama's boy growing up. She did everything. Now that I'm a grandfather of six, I do all the grocery shopping. I don't have a problem with it. She should just talk to him and tell him.
It's not,
every guy goes to the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I see as many guys at the grocery store. I mean, it's just kind of funny.
Right.
Well, his dad didn't do it, so he doesn't want to do it, right?
Well,
that's
she should kick him in the butt. And make them do it.
Literally, right. Kick them right in the butt. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Get out of the cave. Go. Thanks, Joe. Ben, what do you say to Kara, who's listening today for Morning Court?
All right. I say she's got to talk to her fiance and say, like, all right, does your dad never go to the store? And if he says it's a weird just him thing, I promise I will go to the store. I will not make you leave in the middle of cooking dinner to go and pick up one item from the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's one thing. If he says, like, yeah, why should I go to the grocery store? That's an issue.
All right.
Put it
in the vows.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
I promise to go to the grocery store when you ask me.
Let's write our own vows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, why not?
He's in the middle. Mom was in the middle of making dinner. Dad should have said, like, yeah, I'll go to the store and pick this up. I'm not going to make you stop what you're doing.
You're saying if it is like a hard rule that he will not go to the grocery store, then she has a problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it's what other things is he going to decide that he's not going
to
do?
That's what Kara wants to know, right there. You
exactly hit
the nail on the head, Ben. Thank you. She'll be glad to hear that.
Okay.
All right, so you see, that's the question. Is it indicative of other stuff? 888-410-1057. Kara's listening for the next 30 minutes or so. She'd love to hear your advice, okay? 888-410-1057. Are you ready for some Elton?
I am.
He canceled his tour?
No.
Yeah, hip or something.
Oh,
he just
happens.
Needs to sit at the piano, dude.
Well, sitting
Stop
is
dancing
hard
around.
When you have a hip problem.
Well, that's it.
My hips don't lie.
They don't lie.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 826, 59 in Boston. Going to be 72 today, so it's nice. And we talked earlier to Kara, her Morning Court situation. In case you missed it, here's kind of what she said in a nutshell. Here's Kara.
So I was at my future mother-in-law's. You know, we're over there at the in-laws, and I was making dinner, and I realized that I didn't have basil. You know, I just asked my soon-to-be father-in-law, hey, can you run to the grocery store and grab me some basil? you know, because he was on his way out to go to the liquor store to pick up some stuff for dinner. And he said, listen, I haven't been to the grocery store in 20 years. It would take me less time to grow you guys some basil before I could find it at the food store. Helen does that.
Okay, so Helen would be his wife and her future mother-in-law. So we asked, and Kara asked, is this like red flags flying that I should be watchful of?
Yeah.
Or is it just no big deal? He doesn't do grocery stores. And, you know, and Kara honestly probably doesn't like doing a lot of things that he might want to do. Right. So, I mean, is that just a little, you know.
That's why you get married, so you can divvy up those chores.
That could be it. That's good advice.
All right. You don't go to the grocery store. I never mow a lawn.
That's
deal.
It. And it's working great.
Yes.
Because we know you just had your anniversary, engagement anniversary this past Friday
which
that you celebrated.
In, but that's okay.
I didn't
it's
say
a different
it
morning court.
Yes, it is. Okay. So what advice do you have for Kara? Becca, we're going to start with you. What would you say?
I actually said run.
Run?
Go. Run. Go.
What do you see in the crystal ball?
If he's not willing to do the groceries now, imagine when you have kids later on and you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you need a partner. You need someone who can let their ego go and just be there for you.
If you know, that's a good point. What if his dad didn't do diapers or anything? You know,
excuses only go so far. If you want to learn something, you can learn it.
So run.
Run.
Wow.
Basically, go, girl.
Go, girl. Gone, girl.
Yeah.
Becca, that's a strong stand, but, you know, that's your opinion. That's what Morning Court's all about.
Yep.
You know, you
exactly
don't think she ought to try that's to work it out. Called. Just run now.
No, you know, definitely try. If it's worth it, work it out. But if he's not going to put in any of the work too, or see any other way than his own beliefs, you know, I just think it's a really telling point for later on when things get really
that's
stressful.
What she's afraid of. All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's just my two cents.
Becca, you're tough. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
I like it. She's like Missy Elliott.
All right.
Yeah.
Right? Work it.
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Bye, Becca.
Easy to tell somebody what to do, hard to follow it yourself.
Yeah.
That's
yep
true. Good stuff. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Mary, should Kara marry him?
I think that she needs to grow up and not worry about this silly thing about him not going to the grocery store. There's going to be a lot other problems down the road. Will she be able to deal with it? I said, let him be. You know, my husband goes grocery shopping and brings back what I don't want him to bring back. So,
you know what? You're right. I send Dave to the grocery store and I'm like, do you ever even check prices? Do you so be careful
so
what you wish
it's
for.
A blessing.
Sometimes be careful what you wish for.
That, you know, there's that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
All right, Mary, thank you. Good advice.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Paul, you say it's not a deal breaker, huh?
I don't think that flaw, if you will, about this guy. I wouldn't consider it a deal breaker. What I think is, not going to the grocery store is as much of a learned behavior as going to the grocery store. So she should be able to, once they get married, you know, she should be able to hopefully adjust his way of thinking and, you know, get him to, you know, to do some of the things that she needs him to do. I'll just give you an example. I had a sibling growing up who would intentionally screw up doing chores because he knew that our mother would never make him do them again.
So he
kind of had it made because, yeah, you know, I wasn't smart enough then to figure out what he was doing, so I got stuck doing all his chores.
And yeah, where is he now?
He's a brilliant, successful man.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm okay myself. But
yeah, sure. You sound it. Wow. So not a deal breaker. You're saying she can, down the road, maybe get him more comfortable.
Yeah.
With well, the person. I don't know if I'm not sure if I'd even wait that long. You know, it might be something that she wants to address, you know, cautiously and slowly as they move along. You know, if that's the only thing he won't do, then, you know, I think she can work on that.
As long as he's doing other stuff, right?
At least pitching some way. You know?
I'm sure he is. All right, good stuff, Paul. Thank you. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. It's for him, reminiscent of his younger brother who would screw things up, so he didn't have to do it.
Smart.
I wonder if more guys do that. I know I destroyed my wife's lace something back in the day, and I'm not allowed to do any laundry.
To wear her clothes anymore?
No, I can't. That's funny, but not true. Laundry.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. It was laundry.
All right, I'll stick to that story, yeah. Buddy.
Speaking of laundry. Anyway, do we have a conclusion on this case? What do you think?
I think that the conclusion should be she should just have a little sit down with him and say, hey, is this like a thing? I mean, it's not a deal breaker, but I just think that like it's like if I need basil, well, you'll run out and get it for me, right?
Yeah.
And if he says no.
Yeah.
Make sure you have an Instacart account.
Yeah.
Or
plant some basil out back.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. She's got to see, is it a, I don't want to marry your dad. You your dad?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And because that's.
But yeah, I have some news for her. She will end up marrying his dad.
Yeah. Sooner or later.
Yep.
All right. So just have that talk, Kara. You're not wrong. There are red flags, but they're not, you know, screaming red.
Right.
They're just kind of like, let's look into this. Let's peel the onion a bit back, shall we? Mm-hmm. Case closed. That's it. Morning Court is closed. Kara, good luck with that. If you have a case you want to bring, love to hear from you. Just go to WROR.com, email us there. Okay, LBF, now you can tell us about dirty laundry.
All right, well.
Is there any lace in there?
We're going to tell you who's in town tonight.
Okay.
For a concert.
Who's in town
tonight?
That you can't go to. Oh, that's fun.
I know. But you
know what? Who's coming that you can't see?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
just okay. A little FOMO for your Monday morning. And then when you have some Emmys wrap up.
That's good stuff. That's all next. It's 8:30.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.